Now, somebody gave me a prophetic word this morning. You know, at the Valleywide, everybody asked me, what are we going to do? And I always laugh because I never know. And they're like, well, you're the one who leads the meeting. I'm like, wow, really, it's the Holy Spirit. We're just waiting for Him to come and tell us what to do. But normally, we don't know from one session to the next what we're going to pray for, what we're going to pray into. But today, I feel like the Lord, through this word, has given us some specific things that we're going to target in the Spirit today. So I want to read this word. Some of it, actually, we've already started doing, which is great. And it's about a 10-year-old word that was given for Vernon, actually, for the head of the lake. And what's funny about it is I was the one who gave the word, and I've forgotten all about it. And so it's like I'm giving myself a word today of what to do, which is kind of weird, but good. Anyway, I'm just going to read it to you, and then we're going to go into a time of praise. But there's some things in here, I believe, that are for us today, that God wants to release something specific, prophetic from this place today that's going to impact the entire valley. And I believe that's why we have to deal with some of these issues in our hearts, because we have to be right to release this word, because it's powerful. So here you go. I had a vision in February 2003, and then a few nights again I had a dream that corresponded to the earlier vision concerning the head of the lake region in Vernon. Vernon is the northern head of the lake, right? In this word, I've combined both the dream and the vision into one. There's a gathering of a number of people from across the Okanagan Valley. Is that today? At the head of the lake in Vernon. These were people who had a prophetic ministry or a ministry of intercession. There was a vision from each of these people to release prophetic blessing and proclamations from the head of the lake so that the entire valley would receive a blessing as the oil flows from the head down. We already read that today. There is a gathering of a team of prophets from across the valley, which are going to regularly get together, sounds like Valleywide, and release strategic words, in particular, a power yearly speech from the throne, speech from His throne, that's going to be key in releasing power across the valley. For praise releases His presence releases prophecy, and prophecy is going to release His power. This is key at this time to intercede for a gathering of eagles in the valley. Not that they're dead on the road, that they're in the air gathering. Both golden eagles, who are the carriers of His glory, and bold eagles, who are the releasers of His faith. Here's what happened. There were a number of those who I would call prophets and seers in the group at the head of the lake. These began to release a word for the valley, which was to start in Vernon and head down the entire length of the Okanagan Valley. There was a word that had been held up for a number of generations, a word for Vernon in particular, along with the word, an impartation that was to have been released by the prophet William Branham. Has anyone heard of him?
Well,
came to Vernon. On his visit to Vernon a long time ago, he was to release this word. Since Mr. Branham was not allowed to preach in Vernon, the word and impartation were held back for a season. However, it was this word that was to be released by the prophets and intercessors in the group at the head of the lake. As the prophets released the word, there was an explosion of praise released, which looked like a rainbow stretching from one end of the valley to the other. There's actually a slide up earlier, which had a rainbow on it from one side of the valley to the other. There is a release of colorful praise coming to Vernon and then on down the valley. The colors of the heavenly realm are going to be displayed and released and are going to be visible to many people. There's a release of anointed art coming to the valley. Paintings, dances, poetry, songs and combinations of these things that are going to be powerful tools evangelistically and for the purpose of warring in the heavenly realm. For as Jesus is lifted up, He will draw all men to Himself. There's also a release of divine healing. We already prayed for one today, but there's more, which is going to accompany the release of praise. There are going to be people coming to the valley because there's going to be a blanket of healing across our valley, with many people with serious illnesses driving into the valley to get healed. There were piles of wheelchairs, reading glasses, and other such items which were no longer needed. In these days, Vernon Jubilee Hospital will see many healings as the young gather together and anoint the walls of the hospital with healing oils during their school lunch breaks. There's a cloud of glory coming to the valley that will remain for a very long time. It's like there's a temperature inversion in the spiritual realm, and it keeps the cloud of His glory over the valley for extended periods of time. At the head of the lake, the group got into heavy intercession. I remember seeing a number crying out for witches and psychics in the valley and beyond. There was no judgment in the prayers, just absolute love for the witches and the psychics. Many are going to come out of the woodwork and embrace the cross. This was prophesied with great passion. There are many prophets and seers in the valley who will be redeemed out of the world of the new age. There will be churches with a specific call to reach out to those in the new age and to see them healed and released as men and women of God. Especially many traditional German churches will move powerfully in this arena. Amazing. Simultaneous to the wave of praise and healing, there's also this great arising amongst the native communities, starting in the southern end of the valley. Around the area of Asuyus and Penticton, there is a radical warring anointing to be released through the native communities in these locations, which is going to start a move of the Spirit amongst the native communities in the entire valley. This is going to impact the entire valley. There is this radical spirit of total abandonment to the Lord coming to the churches through these native groups who are on fire for God. These native communities will be like the voice of one crying in the desert, preparing the way of the Lord. A great wave of repentance is coming as a result of their ministry. I saw all of these things starting as a result of intercession, prophecy, and praise being released from the head of the lake. This is a strategic time, and this is a strategic location. There is something coming in a big way from the valley and this place at the head of the lake. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we're going to pray for divine healing today, a release in that. We're going to seek God for the word that's been robbed from Vernon for a number of generations. Now's the time for that to be released, because it's going to impact the entire valley, right? It's not one community over another. It's the entire valley that the Lord is interested in. He doesn't just want one city. He wants them all. He wants the small communities. He wants the hamlets. He wants every house for His glory to be released there. So we're going to pray for that. We're going to pray for witches and psychics in the new age, that they will come and embrace the cross and move truly in the prophetic ministry that God has invested in them. We're going to redeem it out of the kingdom of darkness and bring it into the light. We're going to throw it right back in the devil's face. Right? We're going to pray for the native community in the south and around the valley that God will break out in the warring spirit. They will not be a people that walk in defeat. They will walk in victory in the kingdom. And we're also going to pray for a release of praise today, and that the prophetic would be released in a new way. Those are the things we're going to pray for today, and we're going to see them released from this place right the way down the valley, to the north, the south, the east, and the west. Something's going to be released today. So let's give the Lord a hand and let's praise Him for what He's going to do. Take it away.